Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Zelwyn Heide. The New Testament reading for today is from John 18, verses 15 to 40. Simon Peter followed Jesus, and so did another disciple. Since that disciple was known to the high priest, he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter stood outside at the door. So the other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to the servant girl who kept watch at the door and brought Peter in. The servant girl at the door said to Peter, "You also are not one of this man's disciples, are you?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and officers had made a charcoal fire because it was cold, and they were standing and warming themselves. Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest then questioned Jesus about his disciples and his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in synagogues and in the temple, where all Jews come together. I have said nothing in secret. Why do you ask me? Ask those who have heard me what I said to them. They know what I said." When he had said these things, one of the officers standing by struck Jesus with his hand, saying, "Is that how you answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If what I said is wrong, bear witness about the wrong. But if what I said is right, why do you strike me?" Annas then sent him bound to Caiaphas, the high priest. Now Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. So they said to him, "You also are not one of his disciples, are you?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of the man whose ear Peter had cut off, asked, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Peter again denied it, and at once a rooster crowed. Then they led Jesus from the house of Caiaphas to the governor's headquarters. It was early morning. They themselves did not enter the governor's headquarters, so that they would not be defiled, but could eat the Passover. So Pilate went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered him, "If this man were not doing evil, we would not have delivered him over to you." Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and judge him by your own law." The Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death." This was to fulfill the word that Jesus had spoken to show by what kind of death he was going to die. So Pilate entered his headquarters again and called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you say this of your own accord, or did others say it to you about me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have been fighting that I might not be delivered over to the Jews. But my kingdom is not from the world." Then Pilate said to him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Pilate said to him, "What is truth?" After he had said this, he went back outside to the Jews and told them, "I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release one man for you at the Passover. So do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" They cry out again, "Not this man, but Barabbas." Now Barabbas was a robber. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Paul in his letter to Timothy warns him about many things. Avoid those who teach a different doctrine, he says. Avoid an unhealthy craving for controversy and quarrels about words. Avoid the desire to be rich, which only plunges people into ruin and destruction. Avoid the love of money, which is a root of all kinds of evil. In a nutshell, Paul warns Timothy against a love of this world and the things of this world. Running after them will only lead us away from God. Peter, in our reading, follows after Jesus. He wants to see what's going to happen. He imagines that he's willing to go wherever Jesus goes, even to the point of death. He had even promised Jesus that he would never leave him. But when the servant girl asks him if he belongs to Jesus, which is an innocent enough question, Peter buckles. He immediately denies it, hoping to get her to go away. And again another asks him, and again he denies it. And the servant of the high priest asks him a third time, and Peter denies it a third time. So why did Peter do this? Why did he deny Jesus three times, even after promising Jesus he would follow him to death? It's because Peter was tempted in that moment to look to the world. Peter was not worldly by any means. He was not teaching falsely or simply living for pleasure. Rather, Peter sought in that moment to save his own skin. He was unwilling when the moment came to let go of this world and to suffer all for the sake of God. The thought of pain made him waver. The thought of torment made him cower. Following Jesus in that moment would not be easy. And so in a moment of weakness, he fell. And so it is often for us. We want to follow after God. We want to do his will. We say that we will follow him no matter what the cost may be. But when the moment comes to speak up, suddenly we find it hard. When doing what God wants means that we'll lose something, we're tempted to give in. When we must turn away from the world, suddenly we don't want to let it go. We become like Peter, failing to make a good confession when the time comes. But Paul in his letter to Timothy says, "But as for you, O man of God, flee these things," by which he means the things of this world. "Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, steadfastness, gentleness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Take hold of the eternal life to which you were called and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I charge you in the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, to keep the commandment unstained and free from reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ." And in our reading, we hear that good confession which Jesus made before Pilate. Though Jesus was accused falsely of many things, he did not waver or cower. Jesus did not try to save his skin by running away, even if he would have been right to do so. Rather, Jesus pointed to the truth and said, "My kingdom is not of this world." If it were of this world, he says, he would have done everything to get away. But since it is not of this world, Jesus continues to steadfastly trust in the Father, knowing that all would be done according to his will. It didn't matter what would happen in the world. What mattered was listening to God's voice and obeying his will. And Jesus did this even to the point of going to the cross. We then, Christians, should flee from the things of this world. They will soon pass away. Rather, we should seek to make the good confession as Jesus did, looking past the things of this world to the greater things in heaven. We should strive to do God's will in all things, no matter what the cost may be, because our Heavenly Father will care for us through it all and lead us through it into glory. And in those moments when we do stumble into temptation, we can find forgiveness as Peter did, so that like Peter, who would later give his life making the good confession, we would find new strength and confidence in Jesus Christ our Lord. To him be the glory. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, so govern our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that ever mindful of your glorious return, we may persevere in both faith and holiness of living. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.